7:51, I'm Paul Harris, filling in for McGraw today. Thanks for listening. My final score on the debate last night, boring wonk speak 100, anniversary messages 2, zingers 0. And by the way, debate moderator Jim Lehrer, minus 3,000. But what about what the candidates were actually saying? That's Bill Adair's job to check it out for PolitiFact, the service of the Tampa Bay Times. And he joins me this morning here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Paul. I got to say, I think your score is pretty much right on. Now, we keep score at PolitiFact on our Truth-O-Meter, and everybody was going into this thinking there would be just a real back and forth about facts. And indeed, there were, particularly over Romney's claim about Obama's claim about Romney's plan having a $5 trillion tax cut. That was probably the biggest one that we got a lot of messages from readers on Twitter and email about.
Yeah, there was a lot of debate between the two about whether one of them would raise taxes, one of them would lower taxes. Obama essentially accused Romney of changing his message from what he said in the past 18 months. What's the truth?
Well, we looked at this a couple different ways. The fundamental disagreement was Obama saying that Romney provides a $5 trillion tax cut, and Romney kept saying no, and they had several back and forth where they disagreed about that. So we took a look at Obama's claim that Romney's plan calls for a $5 trillion tax cut, and we rated it half true on our Truth-O-Meter. It is true if you sort of extrapolate the numbers that it does work out to about $5 trillion total, but that's over 10 years. That's a pretty long time, and so you have to include that as a caveat. The other piece here is that Romney insists that he would provide that he would make that money up. That's not going to be deficit spending. He's going to make up for that tax cut by closing loopholes, always a favorite target.
Yep.
Although I'm not sure loopholes yield that much revenue these days, and changing some rules about deductions. But he's been very sketchy about how he would do that.
So right.
Overall, we gave Obama a half true. He's right. If you cost it out over 10 years, it would do that. But he left some of those important details out. And Romney does plan to make up that money, although we don't know how.
I was surprised that Obama didn't press harder on Romney not giving more specifics about his plan. One of the other things they argued about was Romney's tax plan being vetted by the Tax Policy Center, which said, well, that's going to raise taxes on the middle class $2,000. That's what Obama claimed. Meanwhile, Romney says, well, I've got six other studies that say that what you just said is completely wrong.
Right.
So who's right?
Well, we've looked at that. There's been an increase in studies. It used to be five studies. He's now up to six. When we looked at it when it was five, we found that he was really kind of double counting. A study in terms of, you know, somebody really looking at his work independently, there was not much of that in the five. One of them was done by one of his advisors. Two of the ones he was counting were actually just editorials in the Wall Street Journal. So we rated that one, I believe, mostly false on our Truth-O-Meter.
Okay. What about on jobs?
I don't think we have looked specifically at Romney's wording on jobs. The trick that he used last night, maybe trick is too strong a word, the way he exaggerated last night was, I think he said, 23 million, something like that. And that is if you include, you basically use the most generous definition of unemployed, which includes the disaffected workers, people who are working in a part-time job but would like to have a full-time job.
The underemployed.
Yeah, and it's sort of, and it lumps all of that together. So I think in the past we've rated that in the half-true range.
All right. And one of the big debates last night that took up quite a bit of time was on Medicare and health care. Hit one or two of those for me.
You bet. Obama said Romney would turn Medicare into a voucher program. This is a real point of contention with them. We rated Obama's statement mostly true. This comes down to the classic that depends on what the definition of is. In this case, it's what the definition of voucher is. We spent a lot of time on looking into this one a few weeks ago, and we just felt that a voucher is a term the Romney campaign doesn't like. It's got a negative connotation. But we think that Obama and Biden are pretty accurate to describe it that way. The way it would work is essentially seniors would be given a credit that they could spend either on traditional Medicare or on Medicare from a private provider. And so we've rated that mostly true from last night.
You know, anytime I hear the word voucher, Bill, I think of vouchers and gift cards that I've had in my life that I put in a drawer, and by the time I went to use them, they'd all expired.
Paul, when we're seniors on Medicare, I'll bet we'll use our vouchers.
Well, I hope we don't have to, but we probably will. On an overall rating here, the two of them combined, were we getting more truths, half-truths, or out-and-out pants-on-fires from these guys last night?
I would say half-truths. We didn't see any pants-on-fires. We've got one we're working on now that looks like it's going to be rated false. But that's the first false of we've published 5 Truth-O-Meter items so far. We'll probably publish another 6 or 7 today. There were not any big whoppers. I think there was a lot of caution. I think your score about the wonk fest was right. There was just a lot of numbers going back and forth. I suspect, and maybe this is fact checkers patting themselves on the back, but I suspect that the fact that this was the most fact-checked event probably in human history mm-hmm. made them a little more cautious. You know, it's like if you're speeding down the highway and there are 10 cops with radar guns, you're not going to speed.
Well, you know what? It remains to be seen because, remember, these guys had a huge audience, and the fact-checkers don't reach tens of millions. We got to do it tens of thousands at a time, which is why I appreciate you joining me this morning, Bill.
Well, thanks so much, Paul. Always happy to do it.
Bill Adair, the head fact checker at PolitiFact.com, a service of the Tampa Bay Times. You can find him by just going to PolitiFact.com and reading all of their Truth-O-Meter readings on last night's debate and much more.